You're listening to a Semantic podcast powered by PodTech.
Hello, and welcome to this Security Response podcast presentation brought to you by Semantic, the world leader in providing solutions to help individuals, small businesses, and enterprises assure the security, availability, and integrity of their information. Today's podcast is focused on new phishing trends you need to know about to protect your personal information online. Cyber criminals have been lurking around the internet since its inception, constantly looking for new ways to take advantage of popular trends and technologies. By now, most of you have probably heard of phishing, and some of you may even have been a victim of a phishing attack. Phishing is one of the most widespread online scams today. Traditionally, this scheme involves thieves sending emails that appear to be from the recipient's bank or other reputable institution. In these emails, recipients are asked to confirm personal information, such as their account or social security numbers. Unwitting customers often assume the email is legitimate and send a reply containing their private information, which then ends up directly in the hands of a hacker. These phishing emails are, in fact, fake look-alike emails designed to get access to your personal data. Phishing scams are a major issue. According to the Semantic Internet Security Threat Report, between July 1st and December 31st, 2005, the volume of phishing messages grew from an average of 5.7 million messages a day to nearly 8 million, an increase of 39%. December 2005 saw a disturbing trend of far more brands being spoofed. 120 brands were used in phishing attacks, which is more brands than we've ever seen before, in December of last year. Banks, credit unions, and credit card associations were all attacked. As this trend continues to spread, savvy cybercriminals have created new, more deceptive phishing techniques for stealing personal information. Financial institutions are no longer the only brands being spoofed. In fact, several recent scams involving popular instant messaging services and social networking sites have begun to appear. According to recent reports, phishers have devised software that recreates an instant message from an actual member of the victim's friend or buddy list. The phony instant message invites the victim to view new photos on a social networking site. These fake instant messages even go so far as providing a link to a phony login page. Once the victim enters his or her information into the phished site, they're seamlessly redirected to the real web page, completely unaware that they've been duped and have just given the hacker access to their personal information. Like traditional phishing scams, the social networking scam tricks people into going to a copycat page and signing on. Once on the site, users' computers can be infected with software that captures keystrokes typed with legitimate banking or shopping sites. Keystroke logging software can be especially dangerous. When an unknowing recipient's computer has been infected, the malicious software reads the series of keystrokes entered by the user. Using advanced software, cybercriminals trace and mirror keystrokes to reveal sensitive personal information like passwords and credit card and social security numbers. Social network and keystroke logging scams can be especially dangerous to families. Children and teens are often not educated about the importance of protecting their privacy online. They're also frequent users of instant messaging services and social networking sites. Children may be unknowingly compromising their parents or other family members as well, especially if the kids are using the same computer their parents use for online banking and other transactions. Another new phishing scam is a spin of an old favorite of con artists. Traditional offline elements like 1-800 numbers are now being incorporated into phishing scams. Cybercriminals first send phishing emails appearing to be from a bank or other trusted institution that urgently requests users to call an 800 number to verify account and credit card information. On the other end of the phone line are trained criminals collecting users' valuable personal data, including social security and credit card numbers, online passwords, and more. Thwarting these cybercriminals should be a top priority for consumers as identity theft continues to rise. According to the Federal Trade Commission's Consumer Protection Division, identity theft is one of the fastest-growing cybercrimes nationwide. Last year, the FTC received more than 255,000 identity theft complaints, which made up 37% of total complaints. The good news is that there are many ways computer users can protect themselves and their families from becoming phishing victims. Be skeptical of communications received from unexpected sources. Verify the authenticity of phone calls, standard mail, faxes, or emails of questionable origin before responding. Make sure your internet security is current and up to date to prevent infection of viruses that could automatically download when you click a link or when you're taken to a fake website. Also make sure your operating system and software programs are updated with patches regularly to protect against exploits that target known vulnerabilities. Don't reveal any secret passwords, PINs, or other security-based data to third parties. Legitimate organizations and institutions don't need your secret data for ordinary business transactions. And do not click on links contained in questionable emails. Instead, go directly to the site already known to be genuine. When visiting banking, credit card, or internet service provider websites to enter your personal information, make sure to type the website's URL directly into the internet browser. And finally, review your bank and credit card statements on a monthly basis to spot any fraudulent charges. Thank you for downloading and listening to this Symantec Security Response podcast brought to you by Symantec, the global leader in information integrity, providing software, appliances, and services to help individuals and large enterprises secure and manage their most important asset, their information. For more information about new phishing trends, related products, or additional podcasts, make sure to visit www.symantec.com.